remember a time without antibiotics, superbugs, vaccines, and drug dependency? Well, we do too. And we're here to remind you that you're more powerful than you think. God said herbs are here for the service of man. Tap into them and free yourself from drug dependency, disease management, and overwhelming medical costs. Take control and be independently healthy. Call Apothecary Herbs for professional strength formulas to stand in the gap and strengthen your system where you need help. Herbs for blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, osteoporosis, and more. Call toll-free 866-229-3663. Online, thepowerherbs.com. Check out their vitamin vault where you can stock up and save on case discounts. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Countries have denied internet access for their people during civil strife. The FCC seized in-use commercial shortwave frequencies right after the September 11th attacks. No one communication system can be depended on to be there when you need information. You need choices. You need a Ku band free-to-air satellite system from AVR. The AVR system includes a receiver, an LNB, and a 75-centimeter dish. All you need to get on your own is the coaxial cable. The system is delivered to your door for $149.99. That's right, delivered for $149.99. That's the shipping and the system, $149.99. Call 541-225-4659. That's 541-225-4659. Or visit AmericanVoiceRadio.com and click satellite system.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Oh, here on Herb Talk, we're going to empower you. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. Ooh, we are going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley tonight. That's right, it's the third Tuesday of the month, so Dr. Carley's going to be with us for the second half of the show. And don't forget, coming up Thursday night on the 19th, we're going to be talking with Ty Bollinger. He's the author of Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I've been reading his book, and it's absolutely excellent. I encourage you all to get a copy. Also, you can visit his website, cancertruth.net, if you want to get a peek at Ty and what he's about. And, of course, you know, Dr. Carley's website, her link is on our links page. Her banner is on the links page at thepowerherbs.com, so you can click on over and check that out as well. We are going to be talking about, for the first part of the show, we're going to be talking about double tinctures and more potent herbal formulas and what to look for and how you can get them and why you need them. And then coming up next Thursday with Ty, we're going to also be talking about the history of liquid extracts. So we got some things to talk about. And we have a quack report, but first off, a big salute and Semper Fi to our military, praying for them always, and America. I am wearing out the knees, seeking the Lord's face, praying for a righteous leader to lead America in every state of the union. And I hope you will join me in that. God's will always be done, and we're going to seek his face and mind the time because it grows short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Thank you, magical engineer. Okay, first up, hey, New York has some unconstitutional bills they're trying to push through. New York's bill A-343 and S-384 are unconstitutional because they want to enact some laws that give children the right to consent to being vaccinated. You had to get the HPV, the HB vaccine, or hepatitis B vaccine without their parents' consent or knowledge. Now, these bills, kind of disturbing precedent they would set, violation of the U.S. Constitution. So why are they in violation? Well, they're unconstitutional because the U.S. Supreme Court has already stated, quote, most children, even in adolescence, simply are not able to make sound judgments concerning any decisions, including their need for medical care or treatment. Parents can and must make those judgments, end of quote. So giving medical decision-making authority to children violates parents' 14th Amendment constitutional due process right to parent their kids. Why else is it unconstitutional? Well, these New York City bills violate parents' First Amendment free exercise of religion, as well as it violates the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, which requires the healthcare providers who administer the vaccines to provide to the legal representatives of any minor child a copy of the information prior to the administrating of any vaccine. And I'm not done, because the states are not in the right to administer health care to children without parental consent, absolutely. And New York legislators take an oath to support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of New York. So if you would like some help with this, if you have loved ones in New York or if you're in New York yourself, I encourage you to get in touch with Alan Phillips. He's a vaccine right attorney. You can visit his website, vaccinerights.com, or you can give him a call at 919-960-5172. So he's in North Carolina, the Raleigh-Durham area, Eastern Time, 919-960-5172 for Alan Phillips, vaccinerights.com. What else is in the quack report? Oh, I want to talk to Dr. Carly about this when she comes on the show. Farmers in Argentina are suing Big Tobacco, Monsanto, Philip Morris, and a bunch of other tobacco little companies because they were coerced, they say, into using dangerous amounts of Roundup and other pesticides and herbicide products on tobacco crops that turned out to be GM, Monsanto GM tobacco, they think. And that's why they needed tons more of these chemicals. Now, Philip Morris, Carolina Leaf Tobacco, Universal Corporation, and the Monsanto, they are convinced, they convinced the farmers to switch from their native tobacco crop to the new tobacco crop specific to Philip Morris cigarettes. Guess what that was? Well, we suspect it was genetically modified tobacco variety produced by Monsanto. Now, the process, both Monsanto and Philip Morris, they failed to warn farmers of the dangers associated with the chemicals. And the reason this is a lawsuit, it's a big thing, is because when they started using these chemicals, they had more birth defects throughout the local community. These farmers, their kids started cropping up with cerebral palsy, retardation, epilepsy, spinal bifida, intellectual disabilities, metabolic disorders, congenital heart defects, Down syndrome, missing fingers, and blindness, according to reports. Now, Monsanto and Philip Morris willfully negligent, and they didn't instruct these farmers on how to use these chemicals, how to store them, or anything. And so it's resulted in a contamination even of the local water well and other food crops there. So poor Argentinians. What else we got in the quack report? Oh, polio vaccine campaign in India caused a 12-fold increase in a deadly paralysis condition, according to reports. That's right. Mainstream media, of course, is hailing it a big success. India's polio vaccine campaign over the past few years has eradicated the disease from the country. But they're failing to disclose some of the causes of non-polio acute flaccid paralysis, known as NPAFP, which is a more serious condition that is caused by polio. At that has skyrocketed right up there with the widespread use of the vaccines. So according to a report published in the Indian Journal of Medical Ethics, it explains clinically, it distinguishes between the use of the vaccines and an increase of this flaccid paralysis. So India's polio vaccine campaign appears to have induced a new epidemic, a much more worse polio-related paralysis than even more deadly than your natural polio. And so in certain areas, it's gone up 12 times, in other areas, 35 times higher incident rate. You know, they just could have spent the billions of bucks instead of buying the vaccines, rolling out the doctors and the nurses. They could have just, you know, used that money to improve their water and sanitation system. What else we have? Oh, IRS is going to be policing your health care. Yep, before the U.S. Supreme Court even decides whether or not the administration's health care reform law, known as Obamacare, is even constitutional. We're supposed to hear from the Supreme Court this June on that. The White House has geared up. They have an enforcement apparatus in place through the Internal Revenue Service. The U.S. Supreme Court will let us know in June if the mandate violates our Constitution under Obamacare. But that's not stopping the administration. They're shifting enforcement funds, oh, millions, if not billions, to the IRS so that they'll have an appropriations process in place. So they're hiring hundreds of new agents for the IRS who will ultimately have the task of throwing our butts in jail if we didn't purchase health insurance. What else is new? What else? Merck, the pharmaceutical giant Merck, vaccine giant Merck, whose top vaccine scientist, Dr. Maurice Hillerman, admitted that Merck's vaccines contain stealth viruses that cause cancer. Well, guess what? They produce those drugs for male baldness. Well, guess what they find? FDA is finally, they finally rolling out some warning labels for those drugs made by Merck because it reduces ejaculation, causes disorders there, lowers libido in men. Men have orgasm disorders, erectile dysfunction, of course, and male infertility. So, and the thing is once you stop taking those types of drugs like Propecia and Proscar for your hair loss, it continues to ravage you in the libido area, even though you stopped using it. Okay? So moving on in the quack report, Johnson & Johnson is slapped with a $1.2 billion penalty in Arkansas. Right? The jury found Johnson & Johnson were guilty of fraudulently marketing and selling their antipsychotic drug, Risperdal. Their penalty is $1.2 billion. They illegally marketed this drug for unapproved uses, and they built the Arkansas Medicaid insurance program for millions of dollars, withholding the truth about the deadly side effects of the drug. So Johnson & Johnson is going to have to pay $5,000 for each of the $240,000 prescriptions to the state Medicaid program, and also $2,500 for 4,500 letters that the company sent out to Arkansas doctors. So this ruling is sending a message. I hope it doesn't get appealed, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. And last but not least in the quack report, tree nuts lowers your risk of disease and helps you with weight loss. That's right. If you consume some healthy nuts, not the kind that are all coated with sugar and stuff, but some really nice healthy nuts, Now mainstream is having to admit it's not giving you bad fat, it's giving you healthy fat. Journal of the American College of Nutrition says if you eat on a regular basis almonds, Brazil nuts, cashews, hazelnuts, macadamia nuts, pecans, pine nuts, pistachios, and walnuts, it's going to help your good HDL cholesterol. And also lowers the C-reactive protein. It's a marker for inflammation and chronic disease. And also helps with coronary artery disease, type 2 diabetes, stroke, and metabolic syndrome. If you got that weight around the middle, hey, grab some healthy nuts. And you know what I'm talking about. And that wraps the Quack Report. Thank you, Magical Engineer Frank. Okay. Yes. All right. We're going to be talking about double tinctures. I want to make mine a double, but I'm not talking about alcoholic beverages. No, no, no. I'm going to be talking about really, really strong and potent natural medicine that is needed when regular applications aren't enough. So the number of supplement companies that are advertising products that are stronger or they're extra strength has pretty much quadrupled in the last 30 years. So in the herb business, when we refer to herb liquids, we also may refer to them as a double tincture. So when it comes to the herb liquids known as tinctures or extracts, the way they're made is even more important. So in a majority of the cases, you can make stronger tinctures at home compared to what's in your stores. Now, will it save you money if you did that? Well, in the long run, yes. Will it save you time? No. So why not just buy what's in the store? Well, if you use the store-bought products, make sure the product has certified Tilth organic or wild-crafted ingredients. Now, if you need the stronger formulas, look for products that are aged. The aged products are stronger, and this takes time to do. And, you know, most big herb companies can't spare the extra space or time to do it right and still make a profit. So the product label may even say extra strength or double tincture, but in most cases, you can make a much better tincture yourself. And we're going to talk about that. So herbs plus time in the herb industry equals money. So in most cases, the herb products in your stores are made with not enough herbs, too much alcohol, no aging process to make the mix really strong. So the herbs have to, they really have to soak for the plant chemicals to have time to transfer to the catalyst. So they really need to age. And when herb companies skimp on the herb quantity in their formulas, the end product's going to be weak. If they don't allow for proper time for the aging process, well, the end product is going to be weak. And let's face it, nobody wants to wait, and supplement companies aren't any different. So what they came up with is a way to cheat time. Now, in the stainless steel tank, they compile a small amount of herbs and lots of alcohol. The lid is clamped down, and in a few hours through a short but high-pressure process, a tincture is made. However, the quality of the tincture is inferior. The high pressure and the heat of this process called forced extraction ruins the strength that this natural medicine once had. So the big herb companies figured out that using fewer herbs and less time equals big profits. So these companies hide behind that smoke screen. They convince their customers that their products are made according to the national formulary, which is a standard process using minuscule amounts of herbs compared to the volume of the alcohol they're using. So, you know what I say? Toilet water is stronger compared to any product produced according to those standards. So you'll hear about their alcohol saturation point. And their ratio of 1 to 4 is pretty adequate, they say, for making quality herb products. And I say baloney. Now, I tell you that you can make a better brew yourself than what they're pumping out. So it's kind of like telling consumers that that cardboard frozen apple pie is the same as grandma's homemade apple pie. Put another way, bottle the wine immediately, or let it age, and you have Grand Cru Bordeaux. You decide. And, you know, what part of the plant they use is also important. Making quality herbal tinctures, you know, you have to use the herbs. They have to be harvested at the right time, and you have to use the strongest part of the herb. For example, let's take black walnut, that gooey black stuff between the outer hull and the inside seed or nut or stone, as us herbalists refer to it, that gooey stuff in between, inside your black walnut, is much more potent than powdered black walnut hull. So a lot of products will just use the powdered hull to make black walnut. So when do you suppose you're going to need the extra strength, the double tincture kind of formulas? Well, the extra strong version of herb formulas may be necessary for you to recover from an illness or to deal with a long-term injury or excessive pain. Formulas that perform are not made in 3 days, and they're not sold in stores. Sorry. The supplement companies really can't afford the extra herbs to put in their formulas, the time to age them, and the middlemen to make the strong formulas that you desperately need. They just can't. It just, their bottom line, you know, not going to happen. So the herb formulas, which are packed full of herbs that have a different ratio, it's a minimum of a 1-to-2 ratio, and they're aged, like wine, at least 2 to 4 weeks. Okay? They're going to be, those formulas, they're going to be 10 times stronger than the national standard formulas. Another trick that the big herb companies will use is when they make their standardized formulas, they're going to use 100% alcohol. They're going to use the Everclear. And they do that to give the illusion of strength to the formula because your mouth goes, wow. Now, most herbs don't require but only 80% alcohol. And the stronger catalysts of the Everclear, the 100 proof, you reserve that for the bark resin, something that is a little bit more hardy. So if rolling up your sleeves, studying herb formulas, and making your own tinctures is not for you, and the commercial grade tinctures aren't worth your money, what then? Well, you need an herb company that makes full spectrum, knock your socks off potent herb formulas, and sells them direct. No middleman, so they can afford to do this process and to do it right. Lower the overhead and use more herbs. Cut out the middleman and allow the formulas to age. Lower the herbs, the longer the herbs age, guess what? The stronger the formula. That's right. So if a company doesn't need to press it right away, they can continue to let that formula age. Okay? Why press it if you don't need to? It's going to make an even better, stronger formula, and your customers are just going to love you. That's right. Now, tinctures made in 1919, you know, are still good, very strong. And I would not hesitate to crack open an old apothecary bottle and use one myself. I would just be thrilled. So you won't find a standardized commercial herb tincture able to hold a candle to that kind of quality. So herb tinctures in stores, if you rate them on a scale of 1 to 100, they're not any higher than 20 as far as your potency and effectiveness and action. So, you know, you're getting substandardized formulations in your stores. And there is power in a great tincture, but it's got to be great. It's got to be made right. And now, in some cases, people are in such a depleted state nutritionally, they require more nutrition that comes from the herbs, and they're going to need the good stuff, okay? And they may need to up the dose on the really concentrated formulas. So in those cases, you may need to jumpstart your tincture dose and take 2 to 4 times the normal dose to start with, okay, if you're that bad off. And if you feel the earth move as the herbs work to open your system, you know, some folks will do that. They'll do something like that. They'll really max out the doses because they want to feel something happen right away, and then they kind of back off of the dose a little later. So each metabolism and nutritional requirement is different, and the herbs are very, well, you got a lot of wiggle room, okay? They're not drugs. They're not pharmaceuticals where you can overdose, really. The herbs are full-spectrum plant components. If they're made properly and not, they're not exposed to forced extraction methods, you got to protect those alkaloids. So all the strong action alkaloids are there with the buffer ones, so your body can absorb only what it needs and use it appropriately and void out the residue. You can't do that with pharmaceuticals. You get side effects because, you know, they want to patent it, so they got to remove those buffers. So, you know, you're going to have to decide if you want frozen or grandma's homemade pie or the grape juice or the Bordeaux. You know, you can call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have a free product catalog, or you can call to order their certified Tilth organic herb formulas that are cold-pressed, naturally aged, no heat to destroy the components at all, tenderly made, almost right off the vine kind of thing. Awesome stuff. So you won't find their product in stores, though, okay? They sell direct to you. So all the Apothecary Herbs formulas are made and sold direct, lower the overhead, and produce a better product. And that's the whole idea. Get action, get the results you need, and get the education you need, because you will get an education from the folks at Apothecary Herbs. You can give them a call toll-free. Get a product catalog at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. And, of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277. They have an online store, thepowerherbs.com or thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. And you want to hurry if you're going to order anything. If you want to get the free ground ship, orders over $30 get free ground ship, and that offer ends on the 21st. So that's Saturday midnight Eastern Standard Time. So do check that out. Also, they do have a new announcement. Apothecary Herbs has a new released product called Liver Detox Tea, and you can layer this tea with the milk thistle tincture, aged concentrate, for a gentle yet effective liver cleanse. So if the liver flush is a little too much for you, I mean, that's a stronger cleanse, you can use the liver detox tea and the milk thistle. So it's up on the website under teas. It's also paired with the milk thistle tincture. You can just type in milk thistle if you want in the search area, and that's up on the website. And also coming soon is a brand new aged concentrate called the liver gallbladder tincture, which is a little deeper action than milk thistle and gallbladder tincture with the barberry bark alone. So we kind of layer it up a little bit and upgrade and get a deeper cleanse into those organs so that you can go out there and be your fabulous self. Check it out, powerherbs.com. Give them a call toll free at 866-229-3663. And like I said, we're going to talk about on Thursday a little bit of the history of the liquid extracts. That's kind of cool. Going to go back a couple hundred years and see what's the difference between then and now, and what that may mean for your health, you know, giving you an educational process when you select products. And you'll also find a handy educational downloadable tool on thepowerherbs.com under the About Us page. It's called a 9-question sheet. And it's going to help you select quality herbal products wherever you go. So that's a free offering. Folks at Apothecary Herbs, they want you to, you know, come home with the winners wherever you shop, and that'll help you out significantly. Well, I got to take a break. Dr. Carly's on the other side. Don't go anywhere.
pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
With our current economy, there's no time to lose. Apothecary Herbs has their own version of the stimulus package. It includes sending you highly potent and certified organic herbal products at a 15% discount. Here's how it works. Mail in your order using our catalog order form, online downloadable order form, or if shopping on our website at thepowerherbs.com, print off the contents of your shopping cart, subtract 15%, add your shipping fee, and mail it in with your payment. Get well and save money. What could be better than that? Order by mail now and save 15%. Call Apothecary Herbs for a free product catalog toll-free, 866-229-3663, international 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson, and it is the third Tuesday of the month, so that means our wellness expert, Dr. Rebecca Carley, joins us. Welcome back to the show, Dr. Carley.
Thank you, Wendy.
Well, we got lots to talk about. First off, I wanted to talk about the polio vaccine that they unleashed on Argentina. I'm sorry, India. Excuse me. I got to back up. India. And they say they've eradicated the polio, Dr. Carley, but They have what they call a non-polio acute flaccid paralysis that's
right.
really cropped up, that's really bad. Now, that's more dangerous than natural polio, right?
Yes, and you're referring to the article, which I also received from naturalnews.com.
Right.
And let me just give the title so people can check it out. Study: polio vaccine campaign in India has caused 12-fold increase in deadly paralysis condition. And, yes, in fact, as they report in this article, that this allegedly non-wild type polio is twice as deadly as polio paralysis. And, in fact, in the middle of the article, they talk about some areas of the country reporting rates as elevated as 35 times higher than paralysis caused by wild-type polio, which is the polio you get because you're drinking water that somebody, you know, has basically pooped or piddled in.
Right.
And that's their main problem, of course. As they mentioned in this article, India spent billions of dollars on this vaccine scam when it could have used that money to improve the water and sanitation.
Right.
This is a very important because this is how it always works. They stopped giving the oral polio vaccine in this country in the 1980s because the only way people were getting polio was from the polio vaccine. Because it was a live virus, they stuck it on a sugar cube and they gave it to you. Very interesting that they would choose sugar because, of course, sugar actually causes a depression in the immune system. But when people got the polio from the polio vaccine, they just called it a different thing. They called it, I'm blanking out on the name right now, but they gave it another name, just like they're doing now.
Mm-hmm.
When people get polio from the polio vaccine in India, they've given it another name. But, in fact, it's much worse than the wild-type polio, and it's also accompanied by other negative side effects, including neurological damage, because, you know, they're injecting this crap. So this is a perfect example of how the scam works.
Well, I also read a report on the same website that Merck, the vaccine giant Merck, their lead scientist, their vaccine scientist, Dr. Maurice Hillerman,
yes.
He admitted that Merck's vaccines contain stealth viruses that cause cancer. So is that also in the polio?
Yeah, actually they used to make the polio vaccine from the monkey kidneys.
Right.
He's talking about the SV40 virus, which causes cancer. As a matter of fact, someplace on YouTube there's an actual interview of him where he's laughing about how the United States is going to win the Olympics because the Russians are going to be so loaded down with tumors from his vaccine.
Oh, that was just, well, those guys are going to see the judgment day, and there's no appeal then, is there?
Well, the problem is I'm sick of waiting for the judgment day because now that Hillerman is dead, he's been replaced by Paul Offit, this psychopath at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia, who was involved in creating the rotavirus vaccine. He's a multimillionaire from making that vaccine, and this is the minion who's actually stated publicly that children can handle 10,000 vaccines at one time. So that's just an indication as to what these insanos have planned for all of us. Because they're constantly coming up with new vaccines. As we discussed on your show on Saturday, they're now coming up with a vaccine for heart attacks. Give me a break. I mean, I thought vaccines were supposed to be against biological pathogens. So how come they're making vaccines for cocaine addiction and peanut allergies and heart disease? It's insane. They can find any excuse they want to pump you with poison. And that's what I wish people would start considering vaccines, a witch's brew, full of toxins of all types, but the injection process is what corrupts your immune system.
Well, this is true, and New Zealand is at risk now. They've got a couple of bills, the National Health Products Bill, That's on their in the food bill where New Zealand's going to lose all their rights to having organic foods and natural supplements over there. So the Codex Alimentarius is a big threat to those in New Zealand right now.
Well, and people better start to, like, you know, get ready. Because the way I look at it is, and the same thing, of course, is happening here in the States, all of the traitors and the district criminals, all the puppets that are carrying out the agenda of the people that are really in charge, whether you want to call them Bilderbergers or Council of Foreign Relations or whatever you want to call them, they are planning to kill us. They are, you know, this last executive order of Obama, he's taking control of everything. Well, mm-hmm. if people are not going to plant a garden or not going to store food or seeds or whatever because they're afraid that the food police is going to come after them, you know, you're going to die. So people are going to have to start saying these people are committing treason, their laws are null and void, and we're not going to follow them, period.
Mm-hmm.
And do what you have to do.
Exactly. Well, and New York, a little closer to home, New York's got this bill, the A343 and the S384, where they want to pass a law that a child, a minor child, can decide without parental consent to get the HPV and the Hep B vaccines. I mean, that's totally against Constitution right there.
Right, and that's also posted on the naturalnews.com website. Unconstitutional New York bills would give children the right to consent to vaccines. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people saying, oh, that'll never pass. Well, guess what, folks? It's already passed in California. And the author of this article, Alan Phillips, J.D., who is an attorney here in North Carolina that helps parents get vaccine exemptions, his website is vaccinerights.com. He lists all the reasons that this bill is totally null and void.
Right.
It's unconstitutional. How can you have a child making a health decision? You know, children are not allowed to drink alcohol. There's all kinds of things they're not allowed to do because they're not of age. So how could they be allowed to make a decision to be injected with a toxic poison without parental consent? Especially when we know what's happening is that the way they're, you know, basically coercing the children to do this is they're offering them an iPad or a T-shirt or whatever. You know, they're giving them a present. You know, take the vaccine and you'll get a new toy.
Yeah, I guess the stickers are kind of old passé now. It's more of electronics, huh?
Right.
Well, now in California, backing up a little bit, they passed that law. Now, if memory serves, I saw something, I think it was on YouTube, where they actually had health department officials go around to residential homes where children had not updated their vaccinations, and they had nurses there poised with a syringe ready to vaccinate right there on your front stoop.
Uh-huh.
So that's in California right now.
Right, and then there's one YouTube of a mother slamming the door in the face of these predators and telling them if they don't get off her porch, she's going to get her gun. Yeah. And they went away.
Yeah.
And you see, I'm totally against violence, but, you know, people have to look at this the same way as they would look at someone coming to the door and saying, we have a poison apple for your child, or we have to shoot your child in the leg to, you know, to allow them into school. Whatever assault you want to imagine, that's what's going on here. And that's why I always tell people, if I was you, I would homeschool your child if there's any way you can. I know that many people can or can't. There's a lot of single parents out there. But what's going on in the schools is beyond the pale. As a matter of fact, there was a case, I think it was also in New York, where a child was given a vaccine in school where the mother had actually stated in writing she did not want the child to get vaccinated because the child had already had a side effect. They vaccinated the child anyways. She got very sick. And the school came out and said, well, it wasn't us that vaccinated the child. We subcontract out this work, you see. So they get subcontractors that actually give the vaccines, and then the school's excuse was, well, we don't know what they do. You know, we subcontract out the work. They take the children out of class. They do whatever they do. We're not told what they're doing. So, what's up with that?
Well, so are they saying that the parents should have found out who would actually be administering the shot and then notified them? Is that what they're trying to say?
No, there's nothing they can say. As I said, this parent had actually written a letter stating her child had a vaccine reaction and was not to get any more vaccines. They vaccinated the child anyways. And their excuse was, oh, we didn't. It was just a mistake. Mistakes were made. You know, we didn't realize that she had an exemption. Of course, after the fact, there's nothing you can do except for to detox the vaccines, which is what I teach people how to do. But as I always say, it's much better not to be shot in the first place.
Right. So since you mentioned that, you educate folks on how they can reverse the effects of the vaccines. You have an educational process for them. How can they get in touch with you to learn more about that?
Well, if they go to my website, reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the services tab, that explains how I do consults. I have an 800 number, toll-free number that works from the U.S., Canada, and the Caribbean. That number is 888-321-6751. They can also email me, or and my email is drcarly@gmail.com, or Skype me. I use Skype for my international clients and radio shows. They can Skype me at drcarly1. And it's not just vaccines. You can detox pesticides, heavy metals, fluoride, aspartame, pretty much everything. And that's what people have to do. And I heard you talking about the herbs you use to detox. Detox is the key, people. You have to detox your body because we're being poisoned.
Well, talking specifically about poisons, Argentinian farmers are suing Monsanto and Philip Morris because they were pressured into using what is thought to have been a genetically modified tobacco variety instead of their regular native crop, tobacco crop. And now, since they were using that, they were told that this new variety of tobacco needed tons more pesticides, higher amounts of herbicides, and, of course, the Monsanto Roundup. And these Argentinian farmers were not told, shown, educated on how to store and use these chemicals. So now we've got a lot of birth defects and disabilities cropping up in their community. I wanted to ask you, though, Dr. Carly, once if this is a genetically modified tobacco crop, and usually they modify them to grow with herbicides and pesticides already in the crop.
Yeah.
And so, you know, applying more of that garbage, I can't see why they needed to. But let's say there is that built into the tobacco leaf itself, and people are going to be smoking this thing. This scares the crap out of me because this is going right into the pulmonary, you know, and that's going to go right into the blood system pretty quickly. So they're really smoking herbicides and pesticides?
Well, it's not just that. There's actually a Monsanto GMO corn that's listed as a pesticide. It makes its own pesticide, and when you eat it, it's making pesticide as it goes through your digestive system. This is straight from hell. And all I can say is the courts are totally corrupt, so I don't foresee any great victories in court because, of course, Monsanto has billions and billions of dollars they can, you know, use to buy off judges and things of that nature. But since we were talking about India earlier, I actually saw a documentary on Free Speech TV. The same thing is happening in India with the cotton plants. They've genetically modified the seeds, and they're charging the farmers so much more to buy those GMO seeds, but that's all they can buy, that they're going bankrupt. And they're committing suicide left and right. So this is so evil. It's unbelievable on all levels. Everything that they're doing.
You don't have farmers that are planting the crops. You're not going to have anything to harvest anyway. So you're going to have Well, you're going to have famine and pestilence. That's what that leads to.
Well, that's the goal. That's part of Agenda 21, decrease the population. You know, starvation is a very good way to do so. But, of course, we have contamination of the truly organic crops by Monsanto's pollen, GMO pollen, which is, you know, basically, you know, going through the air everywhere. And, you know, as a sick opposite day, what do? If they find out that an organic crop has been contaminated, they sue the organic farmer, saying that they've stolen their technology. That's how bad it is. But that reminds me, I just wanted to bring up, I'm not sure if you heard, the situation going on in Michigan now, where some state agency is going after the local farmers that raise pigs.
Yeah.
And they've now started to have to kill off their pigs, which are unvaccinated pigs, but they're saying that they're feral pigs. They have, you know, the wrong curl to their tail and their ears don't flop in the right direction or whatever. They're actually forcing the local farmers to murder their own pigs, and that's happening now.
So they're putting them out of business.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah, they
God.
Want us to have the agri-farm pigs, which have been given, you know, genetically modified cornmeal and vaccinated up the wazoo and basically lived in torturous conditions and oftentimments skinned alive. So that all those hormones of stress and terror are in the meat, because that's also part of their agenda.
So it sounds like they're rolling towards making it totally illegal to have free-range, organically raised chickens, no hormones, no vaccines, all that good stuff. So you're going to see a lot of those food sources and being annihilated.
Well, it's happening. It's happening now.
Yeah. Well, on a positive note, as sparse as it is, Johnson & Johnson got hit. They were found in Arkansas guilty of illegally marketing their Risperdal for unapproved uses and also bilking the state's Medicaid of billions. So they got a fine of $1.2 billion, plus they got to pay some other things. So hopefully that won't be overturned in an appeal, and that sends a message. You know, you can't do that.
And how many millions of children have been damaged by what they've done? And, of course, that money goes to the state. The people damaged don't get a dime.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's you know, we got a judicial system that's, you know, and what is your take? What do you think the June announcement from the Supreme Court on Obamacare? Do you think it's just a dog and pony show, or do you think they'll say it's not constitutional?
I think it's a dog and pony show. I can't imagine that they'll say it's not constitutional because, you know, these puppets are all involved in the plan of everything that's going on, the whole New World Order thing. But no matter what they do, there's no way in hell I'm going to get insurance. I'll pay the tax, I'll pay the fine, I'll do whatever. Because this is a layer of control that I cannot even possibly imagine, because they're going to be forcing people to get vaccines, mammograms, which cause cancer. They're going to tell you what you have to do to keep your insurance. And that's the, you know, next level of control that they're going to be bringing about on the people. And I posted a YouTube video on my YouTube channel, Dr. Carly 2. On Friday, I had called into Free Speech TV when they were doing a show on the Supreme Court, you know, pretending to investigate this whole Obamacare thing's constitutionality. And I mentioned the elephant in the room, that, you know, Obamacare doesn't allow you to use anything natural. They're forcing people to use big pharma stuff. And it was really funny, actually. I saw how free the speech is on Free Speech TV, because the minion that was basically handling the show cut me off immediately. I'm sure when he found out I was a doctor, he thought I was going to, you know, talk big pharma. He had a little surprise for me. But he cut me off, and then he basically stated I was bonkers for believing that there were natural solutions to everything. So if you go to Dr. Carly 2 on YouTube, you can watch that YouTube video. It's pretty funny.
Well, you know, we're not without tools. God didn't leave us without solutions. And I know you've got your protocol, of course. We also have a natural medicine starter stock-up package on our website. People can, you know, get a little handle on some things, put it away. And a lot of these products, and I know you deal, you show people where they can get some products that have a long shelf life. So these things don't expire in a couple years like your over-the-counter stuff or your prescriptions. Mm-hmm. So people can have tools and information on what to use that will stand in the gap and do a whole lot more.
I have many of your herbal packets, your pandemic kit. I have a whole bunch of your kits, which I keep, you know, for future use. And then, you know, a lot of my stuff that I use as well.
Sure.
And my intention is not to make people afraid. My intention is to tell people, educate yourself. Learn what's out there that's bad for you, avoid it as best you can, and then get ready with natural things because there are natural solutions for everything.
Well, you have a radio show, so tell the folks what's coming up on your Saturday show and how they can tune in.
Okay, I have a show on Saturday, 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern on OrionTalkRadio.com, What's Ailing America. This Saturday I'm going to have an expert on psychopaths. So that should be very interesting. And then I also have a show out of the UK on Sundays from noon to 2 p.m. Eastern on thesechangingtimesradio.ning.com. And all that information is on the lightofdayradioshow.com under Dr. Carly Archives, where my archives for the last few years, including some of my guest appearances on your show, are posted. And people have to check things out. That's the main message. Don't believe me. Check things out for yourself. We've been lied to about everything. And the good news is people are waking up, and we have to wake up because it's getting a little obvious that the traitors in the district of criminals do not have our best interest at hand.
This is true. Well, God bless you, Dr. Carly. Keep up the good work. And, of course, if you'd like to call Dr. Carly, her toll-free number is 888-321-6751, 888-321-6751. Of course, you can click on her banner on the links section at thepowerherbs.com to get on over to her website and check things out, and also tune into her Saturday radio show. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Carly. We appreciate your time with us and enlightening us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Wendy. Keep up the good work.
You too. Take care, Dr. C.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, so we are almost out of time, folks, but you know what? Coming up Thursday, we're going to be talking with the author, Ty Bollinger, Cancer Step Outside the Box. I encourage you to click on over to his website, thecancertruth.net, and see what's up there on his website. And, of course, coming up next week, the 24th, we're going to be visiting with Lorna Vanderhaeg, and she is an editor and author. So we're going to be checking out what she has to say about some genetics that have some effect on our health and what we can do about that. So we got lots to talk about, and, of course, we're going to be looking at the history of liquid extracts or tinctures on Thursday and talking with Ty Bollinger. So you need to come back and listen closely, get educated, get empowered. And but you know what? Don't go anywhere. Here on American Voice Radio, know what's coming up next is Covenant's Call with Pastor Mike Hoover. So he'll be coming up here next, so don't go anywhere. And the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice from a licensed medical physician if you dare before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.